You are listening to New Media Conversations at AIDS.gov, a weekly podcast series that explores how HIV communities across the country are using new media in response to HIV and AIDS.
The following audio was adapted from an AIDS.gov blog post. It was written by Sanja Noring, from the Office of the Medical Director at the AIDS Institute at the New York State Department of Health, and was originally posted on January 10, 2012. The AIDS Institute of the New York State Department of Health, in partnership with AIDS.gov, held its second forum on social media and HIV STIs, which now qualifies as an annual event, on December 8, 2011. This year, the forum, Social Media Going Viral Against HIV and STIs, was subtitled Communications Technology in Public Health, since it took a broad view of social media in the context of health communications, focusing on public health messaging and consumer engagement. The forum was moderated by Miguel Gomez, director of AIDS.gov, at the Office of HIV/AIDS Policy at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Mr. Gomez's extensive experience using video podcasting, administering the AIDS.gov blog, and advocating for the use of social media and new technologies in relation to HIV/AIDS, stimulated thought-provoking conversation. He served as a great resource to participants. Dr. William Smith, editor of Social Marketing Quarterly, gave forum attendees Lessons from 30 Years of Social Marketing, the subtitle of his presentation on Why Cool Isn't Enough. Rather than just offering information, said Dr. Smith, it's critical to tell a persuasive, engaging story that resonates with the intended audience and offers a solution to a problem they wish to solve. Health professionals should also help to make the desired choices doable and fun. Dr. Punam Keller, the Charles Henry Jones Third Century Professor of Management at Tuck School of Business, Dartmouth College, reviewed her research on communication models that improve health outcomes. Titled Health Behavior Change, Persuasive Communication and Choice Architecture, her presentation discussed structuring health messages so that the desired choice has clear advantages and reinforces the individual's sense of control. Compared to opt-in, opt-out strategies and monetary incentives, the enhanced active choice model produces substantially greater compliance. Her research is the basis for the CDC's new online messaging development tool called MessageWorks, which will debut in April 2012. The third speaker, Jessica Faye Carter, the CEO of Heda Corporation, spoke on social media strategies to engage multicultural consumers, outlining ways to refine thinking about race, ethnicity, and culture in order to better design messages for multicultural individuals and populations. More information on the 2011 forum and other AIDS Institute social media activities is available at www.nyconferences.org/social media.
For more information about using new media in response to HIV and AIDS, visit us at AIDS.gov. And to explore and participate in the previous conversation further, join us on our blog at blog.aids.gov. Thank you for listening.